Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Let's Be Clear with Shannon Doherty.
I just think that we were all young, and there's, I don't think any of us would act like that now. I think all of us would look at the other and say, hey, are you okay?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. You don't know to check in when you're young. It's just about you and your reaction, your experience.
Right.
That is the moment that prompted everyone to be like, you know, meeting in the ladies' room. No, it was like meeting in the dressing rooms, and everyone was like, this is it. You know, we're going to call Aaron and go into Paul Wagner's office and call him on speaker. And that is when they were like, we need, it was like consensus. Everyone had, it was all in or nothing. And I said, I'm not going in the office, but I agreed that it wasn't okay. So I did, yeah. Whether I was physically there or not, I did give in and say, yeah, I'm on board, but I'm not going into the office. I don't know, in my way, again, me not standing up for what I believe in, or, but I didn't honestly know what was going on at that moment, but still, like, yeah. No, I mean, I was taking her back by saying, I'm not going in. I won't be in the office present. I won't be on the call with my dad. But, you know, they were really coming at me like, but are you in? Are you in? You have to say yes or no. We need everybody. You know, it's like a tally. Like, you know, it's like a trial.
I'm not going to say names, like, but I know exactly who is leading that charge.
It was a male. It wasn't that was coming at me mostly. It wasn't a female. But Brian and I both didn't go.
No, Brian said he went.
Mm-mm,
but he that he specifically said to them, I just want to be on the right side of history. Like, I don't agree with this decision.
He did say that, but I don't remember him. I thought we both stayed in our dressing rooms and we said, you know, he was very, he, I was quiet. He did stand up to them, which was hard for him.
Really hard. He was
young, and yeah, he wanted to fit in with the guys and the elders. So that was a huge thing for him to do. But I remember him standing up and saying no, like he doesn't believe in it.
I think things would be very different now. And we all hang out now at like conventions and we get along. And
well, now a cast can't just go in and be like, hey, we want someone gone.
Right, there's a thing called HR now.
Yeah.
It's much harder. And also, again, we were so young. I was so young. I didn't know to let anybody know what was happening to me in my personal life. And I was super embarrassed by it. And I felt very like cut off from everyone and isolated. So I take full responsibility for my part in it, 100%. So I get it. I'm going to jump to something else real quick because I like jumping and then circling back. I don't know. I think it gives your brain time to like process. I was thinking about this the other day, and it's funny because when I had Jason on, I meant to ask him and then I didn't. I think I got scared. But I can ask you,
okay.
I feel. There's a whole thing now about pay discrepancy between men and women. And even if the female has a lot more credits, mm-hmm. she's often paid less. She correct. Often gets billing underneath the man.
Yep.
And so I was really thinking about 90210 and I was like, wait a second, what were my credits?
Oh, interesting.
Opposed to Jason.
Why?
Right. Because I did Little House. I did Our House. I was that on Girls Just Want to Have Fun, Heather's. Like I had
yes.
a very successful career. I don't remember what Jason did prior. I think he did a Canadian show.
Correct. And then Sister Kate, which is what I loved him on, NBC, a sitcom. I think it was only one season.
Right.
With Stephanie Beecham, who ended up playing Luke's mom. But yeah, that's what I saw him on. I was like, oh, dad, he's so hot. He's on teen magazines. That was it.
Right.
Wow.
But he got first billing correct. And got paid more money.
Correct.
Oof. It's like, how, but it was the era, which I think it was, that's why it's also so easy to blame a woman back then.
That's so interesting.
Of like, oh, she's difficult. She's this, she's that. Like, you know,
yeah.
your dad's partner, Duke, and I went round and round and round. Like I did not like him. He did not like me. I thought he was a bully. I felt like he had no respect for women at all in my personal experience with him. I felt like he constantly tried to intimidate me and, you know, say things like, your job is to say your lines and hit the mark. I don't want your opinion.
See, I don't know this part because growing up, he was Uncle Duke, you know? I knew him since birth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Uncle Duke.
Oh, man. But yeah, Jason was pretty much discovered. You had a huge, ginormous resume that everyone reckoned. That is, I never thought of that.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't think I didn't give it thought at the time.
In the 90s, they would never, right? It's a two-hander. They're always going to put the man first.
Oof. Right. As opposed to like, how about side by side?
Yeah.
Like they do now. Like, you know, you see a big movie with two huge stars, female, right. male, headlining, and they get billing together.
Well, Laverne and Shirley did, like,
right.
two females. But if right. it was a man and a woman, yeah. Wow.
I know.
Yeah, right? He was number one. You were number two.
Right. Mm-hmm. So what we're referring to is on a call sheet.
Yeah.
They give you the call sheet the night before. It tells you, you know, the scenes that you're doing the next day. Every member of the crew gets it. The cast gets it. Tells you what scenes you're doing, what time your makeup call is, and then what time your set call is. And so it's always a big thing of who is number one on the call sheet. And I actually had this conversation about Charmed because I was always number one mm-hmm. on the call sheet. But 90210, Jason was number one on the call sheet.
Yeah.
And again, nothing that I even thought of
right.
back then.
Huh.
It's just because of how far we as women have come, where we're now standing up for ourselves a lot more in our business. And I think in other businesses as well, of women demanding equal pay and equal attention.
Right.
Recognizing that their work is as important as their male counterpart. That I really started looking at it and going, how did he get paid more money and top billing yeah. than me? How was that?
There was no I Hate Brandon clubs. Like, hello.
Right. And because he was number one, he instantly got said to be, he was the quarterback.
Yes.
The quarterback. Whereas.
I think did my dad coin that?
Yes, your dad coined
man.
It.
Man. Were you the fucking cheerleader? Oh, God.
Right. I was like, that's.
And I was just like your backup dancer.
Whereas probably had I been told I was a quarterback, it might have changed dynamic on set and made me feel like I had to step up to the responsibility a little bit more. Or everything could have just gone down the way that it did. And it doesn't matter. You can't repeat history. But I found that to be a really interesting thought that's been popping into my head a lot, where I was like, God, things were so different back then.
I never thought of that. 100%. Yeah. And it's so shaming when you're on a call sheet and you're not number one. It's just kind of live your life based on those numbers, which is
ridiculous.
You shouldn't even do it anymore. It's just, I don't know. I was like number 8 or 9 or 10 or something. So I never.
Right. It was, I'm going to tell you what you were, because it went Jay, mm-hmm. me, mm-hmm. Jenny. No, it was Jenny and then Luke, right? It was Luke. Jenny, then
Ryan. Promised you, Luke was number 7.
Because he wasn't on the pilot.
Correct. Yeah.
So it was Jason, me, Jenny, Ian.
Mm-hmm.
Gabrielle.
Ryan.
Brian.
Luke.
Luke, and then you.
Yeah.
Oh, so you got pushed to the bottom probably because you were the producer's daughter.
And I was like, please make me number 30 on the cast list. I don't want any preferential treatment. Like, please just push me down.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I imagine, because you've mentioned it a couple of times, that being the boss's daughter, mm-hmm. you didn't want preferential treatment. You yeah. wanted people to like you for who you were, not who your father was.
Right.
And that must have left you without a lot of power, in truth. Because although people would think it gives you power because your dad is the boss... Right. It's the opposite. It's the antithesis, because I would imagine that instead you're like, I'm not going to fight for a raise. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to, because my dad is the boss and I don't want it to seem like nepotism or whatever.
Right. I'm a nepo baby.
Right.
Oh, man. I think that depends on the human. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like there's a lot of people that would be like, yeah, I'm the boss's daughter. Like, cool. And that wasn't me. So I just wanted to fit in. I wanted to belong. I have this weird thing. Like, I've always known somewhere deep down that I was talented, but it just got so blurred out in the mix of it, because it was like, I heard so much like, well, she can't possibly be talented if her dad's the producer, which makes absolutely no sense.
No sense.
But it was so ingrained even back then, you know, it was just. And you know what? I got to be honest. A lot of it came from when we started, there would be crew members very early on, like, oh, you're nice. I was worried. I was like, oh, the boss's daughter's on the show. You know, just, and they, in passing, but those like stuck to me. And I was like, oh, man, what do I do? You know, I have to be perfect and no one can be perfect. That's why I was like, I have to be on time. I have to, you know, be quiet. I have to be sweet. I have to agree to anything and everything.
When did that sort of change for you, where you felt like you could tell your agent, yeah, you can fight for a raise for me. Everybody else is getting raises and I'm not getting raises and I'm being paid as a day player. Like, when did it change where you finally believed in yourself enough or believed in your position on the show enough that you had proven yourself enough where you could fight for all of that?
This is a tough one. It would probably be after you left.
And why? One less female. You're like, I'll take her salary.
No, because I hid behind you. I hid behind you for so many years. Like, yeah, it was, I don't know. We were like a unit. We were a team. And you fought for yourself. You fought for everyone always. So I could just hide behind you and that would be fine. And somehow I would get taken care of. You know, they would, if I didn't like something I was wearing, I could whisper it to you and you'd be like, no, 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 I don't think she should wear this, because I was scared to say anything.
Right.
So
I was your little mouthpiece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally, like, you took care of me. And so when you weren't there, it's like, well, here you are, because no one else was going to take care of me. So I had to.
You had to strap on your boots and fight for yourself. I mean, I don't really know.
That's like, correct. I had to put on my strap on and be like,
here we go, fellas.
That is not what I said. It's what I said.
But that's actually great. I mean, not great that I got fired, because that was really devastating to me at that time. Not as devastating as Charmed, to be honest. Like, Charmed rocked my world. Like, I still think there's part of me that's not recovered from that. But, you know, I was young after, I was like, in my head, I was like, fuck these people. Like, are you kidding? And then I got Mallrats and I was like, on to better things, right. You know, like, I didn't. And yet that was, you know, that also did nothing for me, as Kevin Smith and I talked, basically killed my movie career. So it's not good that I got fired, but I love that there's a silver lining in it, and that the silver lining was that you had to stand up for yourself. You had to find your own voice.
Yeah, I did. And yeah, in hindsight, like, I wish you had been there, but maybe I would never.
Right. Maybe you never would have found your voice.
But maybe I would have, and maybe it could have coexisted, and you would have been my champion. You always were. So maybe we would have risen together instead of someone had to go for someone else to evolve. And I don't look at it that way, but I definitely, like, you know, fight or flight. There was nothing else, you know. It was either I stood up for myself or just sat there and let everyone else rise after you were gone, and me just be number eight again, you know?
So yeah.
It can, well, I guess number seven then, right now. Luke always kept seven, right?
You got moved up.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
So for me, I started really seeing the change in you in like season two. And then it just kept on progressing because I think observing you, you seemed to have found your confidence in your acting and particularly in doing comedy.
Correct.
And you started feeling a lot more free. And yes, there was a lot of encouragement around you of you can do this, but you know, ultimately you're the one who had to figure out how to believe in yourself enough. And it was really, that's when I started noticing it, when you started getting very funny. You were doing stuff that was kind of off the wall and not that I would have been very scared to try, right? It seemed like a huge risk at times.
That means so much hearing you say those
it
words.
Did. Like, this is going to sound super weird, but when Amanda Bynes was younger, I remember watching her in like She's the Man, that movie.
Right.
And her choices, like her facial expressions, the choices that she made. So it's like, this girl's an outstanding comedy actress. And there's a similarity there in the sense of you had no, you started having no fear about making odd, different choices. I started already seeing that in you starting at season two, where you just started feeling a little bit more comfortable and more settled into who you were. But also being the producer's daughter, did you ever think that people were like sucking up to you because of who your dad was? Did you ever feel that?
Like cast?
Or like anyone, not just cast.
I mean, my whole life I have felt that. My dad's executives, like when I was young, I had like a lemonade and art stand on his lot at 20th and I was selling artwork and I was like, you don't have to buy it. And he was like, yeah, I do. And I was like 5 or 6 and it stood out to me that I was like, oh, that, okay, that's what's happening. Oh man, I don't ever want to be seen that way. So I was grateful because the cast, I feel like, embraced me right away. I never felt that with you guys. I mean, obviously you and I became friends right away, but like the rest, and it was like, it. I don't remember when it was, but it was a defining moment where they were all like, oh, you know, someone needs to tell Aaron. And they were talking about like, you know, the producer and someone needs to tell him we don't want to do this and da da da. And they did it in front of me. And I was like, oh, they're talking. I'm one of the gang. Right. You know, they're not like, oh God, don't say, you know, sorry, it's your dad or you can't listen. So that's when I realized, and it was always that way. Like it went on, but comedy wise, I mean, a lot of that I owe to you because you would always say to them, like you wanted to do more stuff with me. I didn't have a voice, but we were friends and we had a connection, good chemistry, and to do more, you know, Brenda and Donna stuff, which is why I went to Paris with you and like, and that allowed me, because you always allowed me that freedom. You would laugh out loud at me and I'd be like, you would encourage my comedy and my behavior. Whereas, you know, with other cast members, I didn't feel as comfortable stepping out of
your show.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's
God, the Paris episode. First off, that was my favorite.
Why didn't we get to go to Paris though?
I know. But it was still fun.
It was so fun.
Shooting on that back lot.
Oh my God.
There was, because we worked in warehouses that were converted into sound stages. So then all of a sudden you and I are working on a real studio lot with like a real commissary. It was so much fun. I felt like our clothing was elevated because we were in Paris. And then when we were at the cafe and we both took the bite, and this was your comedy that came out again, where it was like, what is it? Brains. And you were just like, you know, spitting it out, but in a much more like dramatic, fun way. I did burst out laughing. I couldn't even keep a straight face at that moment. But yeah, those were probably my favorite episodes of 90210.
I found a photo the other day and it's literally me taking a photo of you and you're going like that and you have food in your mouth. And I'm like, yep, that's us.
That's us.
So that moment where I spit out brains, that was like our natural behavior in real life. Like we were funny together and, you know, kind of,
All right. Well, we have a lot more to talk about.
We do.
Yeah.
Oh, so much
more. It's just going to be a lot. So I'm going to say thanks. And I'm going to turn it over to your podcast.
Oh my gosh.
Misspelling. And we're going to have a whole
another. Have to be in charge now?
Yeah, you have to be in charge. We have a whole another hour of this.
I get to dom you. Bring it on.
All right, you guys, thanks for listening. Now go listen to Misspelling.
You dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.